This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
What a way to kick off 2019.
Goodness me.
With the gayest track ever.
I love that.
Good, isn't it? Coffee.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Murphy's Law.
Another year older.
Wow. Not ready for Christmas songs again.
It's good to be back, though. Isn't it? A little break.
First of all, can I please say welcome back, Joysters.
Yes.
God, it's good to be back. Hello, Tim. Hello, Dean Murphy. Hello, Damo. Hello, everyone out there. And when I mean out there, I mean free world.
Did we all have a lovely time over Christmas and New Year period?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think I did.
I did.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Anyway, big show planned.
How was everyone's Christmas?
Well, Christmas at our place is always crazy, isn't it?
It was crazy. It's a little harder work for someone in the room than someone else.
No, but you chose to cook.
No, I'm just saying.
We don't think
there
look
a barbecue?
For sympathy. No,
no,
no, no, no. Not allowed to have the barbecue because it's traditional.
Yeah,
good. So but it was nice. It was good.
I'm now trying to convince Mum and Dad to get a new barbecue so that next year we can do a barbecue.
It's hard work, isn't it, Dolly? You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a warm Christmas, wasn't it?
I was in there with that oven that didn't work properly anyway.
I think you should count your lucky stars that you had a beautiful seafood Christmas. I had McDonald's for Christmas.
What?
Yep.
Why? Why? There's no excuses for that.
Poorly planned Christmas. Very excited to get out of Geelong where the families and the parentals are.
Wow.
Back on the road, heading back home to have our own Christmas in the afternoon. Completely forgot about the fact that we were starving, hungry.
And nothing's open.
Nothing was open.
No. It's the only day.
So we had a Christmas lunch with all the trimmings, which are nuggets and fries.
Nuggets and fries.
If you're only going to have one day to eat crap food, do it on Christmas.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I've fallen off that wagon lately and there's been more than one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Anyway, are we excited about the year ahead?
I'm very excited.
I feel like with our new producer that came on board towards the end of last year, it took a whole new sort of, I don't know, direction, didn't it?
It sure
we
did.
We were more professional.
I'd be interested to know whether the listeners noted any difference to the show.
Come on, we had more interviews in the last 4 weeks of the year than we'd had in the entire 7 years.
What about our social media presence?
Hasn't that gone crazy? You want to jump on board. facebook.com/ Murphy's Law Radio for our Facebook page.
And Murphy's Law Radio for Instagram.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunked it? We've got one prize to give away. What is it, Anna Murphy?
We've got a fabulous double pass to this Thursday night's Legends in Concert.
Now, this is fabulous.
At the Palms at Crown. It's amazing. Cool. It's the world's greatest live tribute show direct from Las Vegas. Returns to our shores with the incredible artists that you chose, people. Ooh. You chose Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Donna Summer, Cyndi Lauper and Kenny Rogers.
Yes, no, they're good.
All their live vocals, live band ensemble, cast of singers, dancers, choreography, it's amazing. We're not just giving them away, you've got to listen. We want to know that you're with us before we give those to you, but stick around.
What a stellar lineup that is.
Isn't it?
It is a great lineup. I'd like to hear from the Joysters if you've latched onto us. Just tell us, how was your Christmas? Yeah. How was your New Year period? Did you have a good one?
New Year's Eve was amazing. I set out to not do what everyone did and I stayed home and watched The Royals, which is amazing show on Stan if anyone's looking for a new binge-worthy series. There's only 4. I'm very sad. I want to bring it back. But Elizabeth Hurley's in it. She's terrible, but I loved her.
Ooh.
So I binge-watched that and drank tea out of my Harry and Meghan cup, which is sadly now no longer with us.
She's such a raver, isn't she?
What's happened to the cup?
Well, it fell off my kitchen bench and broke into many, many pieces.
Well,
that was the only time I'd had a cup of tea out of it. I just got it for my birthday in October and it was at Dean's house for this whole time and I picked it up like just before New Year's and I was like, oh, I'm going to have my cup of tea and then it fell on the floor and broke.
That's the most interesting story you've ever delivered.
You asked for it?
I don't know whether I did.
No, Tim did.
down today.
Is it only 30? It's only 30.
It's only 30. Oh,
God. It felt 40 to me before. She's not good in the summer. Stop it, because you know what? You've been saying that for about 10 years and we're getting dangerously close to it being accurate. Happy New Year, Dina and Co. My Christmas day started out great with family. Oysters, a dozen each for myself, dad and brother. Mum doesn't like them. Then on to a traditional lunch with champagne. I could have done more oysters and barbecue.
Same. Hope I could have done a barbecue.
You and all Joyce's had a wonderful time. Cheers, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty. And this one came through from Conrad.
Said, hi, Rat Bags. Happy New Year. Thanks for the great tunes. Any chance you could play the new Calvin Harris track?
Oh, it's a good tune too. We might have to play that a little bit later. But right now, though.
I always find it funny when Calvin sings.
Oh, is he singing the new one? I don't think he is. Oh, is he?
The new one, yeah.
All right, really
interesting. I just find it funny because it's quite growly. Anyway, whatever. move on.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. We're back, troops, for another year. 2019 is going to be huge.
Guess who's back? Back again. Oh, that was a bit of an
answer. Really
that was
bad.
Not 2019.
No. Well, let's leave 2018 behind.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Oh,
that's not
God.
Either, is
wow,
it?
No. Wow.
I Can would have just... thought that I'd come back rested. Apparently not. Over to you.
Is that how it's going to go? The first show is going to go like that. Can I be quite honest? I've never, ever heard so many people right across the board really happy that 2018 has left.
I second that.
It's a very strange segue to that, but I third that.
Well, hang on a sec. You were singing actually, at the start of it.
So. I'm actually going to put my hand up and say I'm glad to see the back of this break.
Yeah. Little sweaty in here, isn't it?
I'm not sure why it always surprises me at this time of the afternoon it gets hotter. It does it all the time. And I still always think we're going to get to the top at about midday, but we don't.
No.
Anyhow,
maybe we should have asked Jane Bunn about that.
Show of hands in the room who had a terrible 2018.
Wow.
So just two out of four. So that's not really, that's 50%.
That's 50% of the population. You know,
it was like about
12 million people.
I said,
shitty time.
I certainly agree that I heard people say, oh, what a terrible, can't wait for you. But maybe it was just doing this show with you two.
That you had a good time.
That I kept hearing you two say, I can't wait for this year to finish.
You make a startlingly good point.
Yes, you do, actually.
Very good point.
Can't argue that.
Maybe we just need to get out more.
I just want to hear from the Joysters.
Yeah.
Did you have a good 2018 or did you have a really... average one. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. That button hasn't been fixed for the new year, has it?
No, I thought it had, but it turns out it hasn't.
It actually leapfrogs out of the panel.
So we're back on air. Welcome back, Joyce. You are with Murphy's Law. In case this riveting, flawless show had you confused.
We were asking the question whether people had a good 2018 or a terrible one. Mm. And another Tim sent through saying 2018, bye Felicia.
Mm. Bye Felicia.
Colin sent through one saying 2018 can go and have sexual relationships with itself.
Oh.
I see what he said there.
In hindsight, when I look back, I actually achieved a lot for someone who was in a
Me too, Anna Murphy. Me too, even though I hated its guts.
What
me
would you
too.
Like to highlight for yourself? Was there anything in particular? What's your highlight for 2018?
Well, getting the show back together was good.
Yeah, that was good. Getting the band back together was good.
Moving into the hosting position of Bogan Bingo.
I got back on the
diving
board.
Because I never thought
board.
That I'd be able to do that.
Back on the diving board.
Didn't
pulled on
the
old
like
togs.
Competing with the diver.
She hates the competition too.
Anybody have their first business class plane ride?
Ah, yes, me.
All right,
yeah, I did
too. That was good. So you did have some really good things.
I had
happen.
A lovely time on that trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So the five-star resort.
This message came through from Scotty.
Murphy's, I had a dream that I woke up and Trump had been assassinated and Melania was now POTUS.
Oh,
then
God.
I woke up literally and realised House of Cards hit my subconscious. 2018 was average. 2019 is going to rock. Rock City.
It is going to rock. Woohoo! Woo-hoo! Scotty, I've just read something which I think will help you.
Oh.
Well.
Do I look like I need help already?
It's
very early in January to have three people staring at you like, yeah, we've got to talk after this.
You do.
There's some serious...
But you know how you were
what
saying...
What is going on
You know
there?
How you were saying to what? Me that you needed to throw yourself back in the game.
Which game are we talking about?
The game of love.
Sooner
or later, that's going to come round. But I've got a tip for you because I read in the paper this morning that scientists say that women with thicker eyebrows such as actor Aubrey Hepburn and are more attractive to men, especially those seeking long-term partners. So
yeah,
I think
and do you know what happened? The 90s happened and my eyebrows got really thin because we all used to pluck them.
Yeah, well,
are you telling me I'm going to be single for the rest of my life because my eyebrows are
so thin? You know how dad's eyebrows are really thick and stick out?
I know, but mine don't grow back anymore.
Like big badger eyebrows, those big hairy things.
That you've got, but you trim.
I think you should go them. I think you should go
no,
the
No, I
big,
can't. You're not listening to me.
Open your Colin
ears.
Murphy.
No, listen.
Well, you
I
get
can't.
Stuck on ones then. You get, you like, eyelashes, but just get stuck on eyebrows. These big, thick.
Are you smoking something you shouldn't
slug,
be smoking over there?
Hairy
what
slug.
What is going on with you?
I could draw them in for you if you like.
No, I'm not getting my... I do feel like I want to go to somewhere that can help me with my eyebrow issue. Feel like that's the case. Is that the case?
That's
is that it?
That's
what
it.
I've got to do.
Yeah, you've just got to thicken them up.
You should see a photo of me when I'm 20.
What about if you
and
went on
I
the...
have two caterpillars on the top of my... They were huge. They were really thick. They'd be in fashion now. But the 90s and we plucked them all.
What's that stuff that people shake in their hair to thicken up their hair? Maybe you should just shake it on your brow.
Maybe you should just go get...
Did you just tell me to do that live on air? Now, we should make mention that that song there, you said, Tim, she did really well this last year because she released the top-selling single.
Which is great. Not sure that anyone else released
on
cassette.
Single.
It came
single,
and
then our producer, Damien
said, what's a single?
What's a single?
And what's a cassette? So for any of our younger listeners, we shouldn't take this for granted. Maybe we do have a lot of millennials listening.
A little plastic casing with a little bit of like tape in there that used to record it in.
And we all used to listen to songs on it.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
Time gone by.
That was before iTunes.
Yeah.
Wasn't
and
it?
Also then Damien.
I now feel increasingly old. Like really old.
Yeah, we are.
And then what did he back that up with?
Well, he backed it up with Stop Press. A blue ring octopus was seen in Brighton. They were like, well,
and there was a jellyfish in Black Rock.
It's not their first rodeo.
Oh, no.
They've been doing it for a while.
They live down there.
They live down there in Bayside.
Oh, well, he didn't know. He's saying, I don't know.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You're young.
I feel like the Curiosity Show this afternoon.
Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
Anna Murphy, we're in 5 o'clock comes around. We're going to give away an awesome prize. Do you want to tell the listeners how we... Or should we tell them how they're going to do it, how we're going to win it?
Have like, we decided how we're going to do it? You, ladies and gentlemen, could win a double prize to the Legends in Concert. After two successful seasons at the Palms at Crown, Legends in Concert is back. The world's greatest live tribute show, direct from Las Vegas, returns to our shores with the incredible artists you chose.
Oh.
Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Donna Summer, Cyndi Lauper and Kenny Rogers.
So good. Some
outrageous.
Of them look really, really, it's like spot on.
It's amazing. Oh, featuring live vocals, a live band and an ensemble cast of singers and dancers with signature choreography, Legends in Concert. Don't miss this all-star lineup exclusively at the Palms at Crown until January 27th. You can book now at Ticketmaster and that's all thanks to Crown. But you know what? You could get two tickets to this Thursday night.
Yes.
By
oh, well, should we tell them now?
Yes.
But it's not 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Wait then.
Well, at 5 o'clock, we'll tell you how you can get your hands on it right now. Timbo, who we got coming up?
Maroon 5.
Oh, good. Oh, God bless 5. Them. God bless the little cocking picking soul.
Well, I'd say 8 minutes to 5. Welcome back to Murphy's Law. Oh,
sorry.
You could have told me that before we went on air.
No,
that's
I just
fine.
Was looking at it. I couldn't read it over there.
How good and refreshed are we?
We are.
Like, sharp
it feels,
as
like,
sharp
it feels
as
like the first show we've ever done.
Ever done.
Ever.
Now, sorry, I want to bring something up. I'm in detox again.
Again?
But not by choice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's we could argue
sounds
this point.
Debatable.
So
debatable is the word I was
thinking. As you know, run big events, and I had quite a few of them on New Year's, like 3 in a row. I started working early in the morning and I might have started having some celebratory drinks early in the morning.
Right.
And then that continued on into the night, into the next day. And then I had friends of mine staying at my place, and they're fairly big drinkers as well. And so I didn't drink a lot of water that week.
For about a whole week.
Were you a messy cabbage?
Well, no, I drank a lot of soda, stuff.
He's not a huge water drinker anyway.
No, but normally after a thing. But I had people at the house, so they were continuously wanting to have some drinks and whatever. So anyway, last Monday, after the big week that it
was. So they left on the Saturday.
They left on the Saturday. Mm. On Monday, I decided I'd go for my yearly checkup.
Who does that? I know.
Wow.
I know.
All right.
I get the low talking because I bring him and he's at the doctor's on Friday and he's like, oh, doll, I have to call you back. I'm at the doctor's. And I'm like, oh, God. Is he all right? And I'm sending him text messages. She goes, oh, yeah, there's a problem with my kidneys.
Sorry, I've got this Chinese doctor, right?
My kidneys.
And the test came back and she goes, she's really abrupt. She's like, kidney damage.
Kidney damage.
For the next 5 minutes, I didn't even hear what she said. I'm thinking dialysis. I'm thinking I'm going to have a bag. I'm going to be pooing in a bag and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, wow, how did we get to here?
I'm the hypochondriac in the family.
It was just 1 week. It wasn't like I wasn't having any fluid. It was just not water.
And kidney damage affects your ears, I think.
Yes.
We've got a bit of a problem with that anyway.
I walked out of the surgery and then I thought, no, I need more answers. I walked straight back up the stairs and into her office and I said, listen, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I drank a lot. All right, I drank a lot. And I had bad food, nothing, no greens, nothing.
So dramatic.
Am I really bad, really, really bad, or nearly dead? And she said, no, it's just mild.
It's just mild.
Well, just don't drink for a couple of weeks.
It's just mild.
So I was dramatic.
Because you always say, oh, you say like mum. But mum goes from no information to like 1,000% worried about everything really quickly, which is exactly what you did on Friday.
Yeah. Anyway, I am in detox and it's Midsummer Carnival this week. So if you want to see me sober for the first time at Midsummer Carnival in about 15 years, come and say hi. I'll be at the Joy Tent.
I reckon I might take a bet on that. I reckon I'd be pretty safe to
drink responsibly.
Old kidney's going to be thirsty.
What I want to put out to the public is just drink responsibly.
Yeah, that's
very
good.
Well done.
Don't
go and get these things tested.
No, don't go and get tested the week after it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Anyway, can you play a song to cheer me up, Tim?
I can do that.
With my bad kidney.
Got it. How about this? It's called Remedy.
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. It's your January 19, 2019 version. I don't know what I'm saying. We're heading out to the roads of Calder outbound, flying by like the years at 6 minutes. Oh. Eastern Freeway is quick as my new car, 12 minutes. Monash outbound is like my old car that I suspect may have already blown up now. Oops. At 51 minutes. And the Princess outbound is going as slow as my metabolism post-Christmas New Year's extravaganza at 12 minutes. And that is the roads. Over to you, Disco Dean.
Wow. Jeez. How much longer have we got to this show?
No, come on.
This
is the greatest
show. I cannot get enough of that. Panic at the Disco and the greatest show.
We certainly had it turned up loud in here, didn't we?
Wow. Very loud. In fact, I didn't know we were going
to
be back
so
on air.
So good on Joy. Competition, I would like to say, has gone crazy, but we've had one entry.
Oh, and the entry.
It's only because
so
we made a mess of it before and no one can understand what the hell we're talking about.
I don't know whether we did. I think you made a mess of it.
Yes. God, okay. Well, all you got to do is you got to, these names, Anna Murphy will read them out, and if you can choose one and then send a song that you know that they sing to us, you'll go in the draw to win a double pass to go and see Legends in concert.
I think that was more confusing. But anyway, so the legends that you are wanting to tell us, Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Donna Summer, Cindy Lauper, Kenny Rogers.
Okay, we have one here. Marky Mark from Clifton Hill was sent through Elvis, Love Me Tender.
That's how you play.
You're in the draw. That's all you're going to do.
And right now, he's the winner.
Yeah, well, no one else sends one through. Yeah,
you're in the lead. Yeah,
which could be a sure sign.
What would you guys pick?
Islands in the Bloody Stream.
Tina Turner.
Would you?
Yeah. Nutbush, City Limit.
Would you?
Oh, Proud Mary. Yeah.
Would you do the original or the 90s version?
90s version because I like to do the movements.
The 90s version because you like to do the movements.
You can still do the movements of the old version.
I don't know. Yeah, can you get me through?
What are the movements?
Nutbush.
The movements.
Can you do the Nutbush?
Yeah.
You can.
Do you want to play it later and I'll do it in this
video? Yeah, I would actually. Can we put that on Facebook as well?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. People dressing up in costume and doing a little bit of karaoke, but it's not They're singing live, these people.
Live,
and they're brilliant.
People
and
live.
Very hard to tell the difference between them and the originals.
Exactly.
If you want to go and see it, all you got to do is send in a song with your favourite artists out of this lot. Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Donna Summer, Cyndi Lauper and Kenny Rogers. Mm. Lots of messages coming through, Anna Murphy. This one says
Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
From Adrian. Good on you, Adrian. Mm. And we had another one.
Get your finger off. Donna Summer, MacArthur Park.
Yeah, but they didn't send their name.
So good. Oh.
I'd say that's Trevor.
Trevor. Yeah, no, I do love that song.
So
yeah.
Keep them coming through. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. You know, I want to make a mention of this story that I saw this morning, Anna Murphy.
Please
which
do.
You may love it, actually. Have we got any doomsday prepper people in our lives?
Oh, I used to love watching doomsday preppers.
Yeah, they were mental, weren't they? It was meant to happen 2015 or something.
2012, I think it was.
Mm. Yes. Okay, so you like mac and cheese, don't you? Macaroni and cheese?
Don't point it. I know I've had a big Christmas and New Year.
You look like you like mac and cheese.
Yeah. Well, hell.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Well,
I may have fallen off my diet in recent
two
weeks.
Two of your favourite things, Costco and mac and cheese.
I don't think these are my favourite things, but I will go with
it. Now selling 27 pounds of mac and cheese in a big 6-gallon mop bucket.
Well, I don't know what gallons and pounds are.
For just $89.99, you can get 180 servings of...
Is that like 20 kilos or something?
That's huge. I don't know what pounds. Why would I say pounds? But that was in the story.
A mop bucket. It says mop bucket.
It's actually, if you look at the thing, it's a mop bucket.
Oh, yeah. my God.
And apparently,
how
the company says...
How many pounds was it? How many pounds?
It's 27 pounds.
27 pounds. I'm just going to work out how...
In a 6-gallon, I don't know what a 6-gallon thing is, but it's a big mop bucket. It's huge.
27 pounds. Pounds and kilos is
how much?
12.24 kilos of mac and cheese. Ooh.
And apparently, the company says it will remain edible for up to 20 years.
Oh. 20 years?
Yes.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for food that can last 20 years.
No.
What's that going to do to your
insides? Can you imagine looking on the date and you actually go to it in 20 years' time? This will still be all right.
If I'm still having big nights out in 20 years and I need mac and cheese, there's something bloody wrong.
Disgusting.
Oh, we've had another person in for a competition.
Donna Summer, MacArthur Park, Adam.
Adam. You're a legend. Adam. Anna Murphy.
Yes.
What's going on with the French?
I don't know.
You know,
what do you mean?
It's the city of love, isn't it? Isn't
oui,
it the city
oui.
With, aren't they really sexually sort of open and just thrust themselves out there and it's all just very naked and lovely? And
well, apparently so, yes.
Yeah, well.
Menage a trois came from somewhere, right?
Yeah, it did. Absolutely. Indeed. Well, the only nude restaurant in Paris has gone belly up. Just after a year after opening, when Au Naturel opened in December 2017, the concept seemed, an easy sell. Why wouldn't you? It's France. It's Paris.
It's Gay Paris.
It's Gay.
We don't need our clothes. We like to make the love at the dinner table. It's a very odd concept.
Once they stripped down, once naked customers would enjoy a 3-course dinner, the whole thing, like lovely food, this good French food.
I wonder how many injuries they got.
And now it's about to close down. They just couldn't get the numbers in there. Times have changed, haven't they? You know, I'm mortified. I would have thought it would just be packed with nude people in the street waiting to get in.
It's not something that appeals to me.
Don't you see yourself going down to your local fish and chip shop and stripping up?
To my mate that gives me the extra potato cakes. I think
look
because
at you.
Of him.
Whoa, whoa.
Because of him, I no longer can look at myself naked in my own house. Your pepper, your potato cakes, you can shut them in your face. No, I don't think so. I don't think we need to be sitting eating our foie gras, our escargot, with nothing on our nutty bits. I don't know. Hi, I'm Jane Bung. Today we reached a sweaty top of 35 degrees. And boys, haven't we all had a 35-year-old sweaty top before? Tomorrow I'll be rubbing ice cubes down the back of my neck with a sweltering high of 38. While the rest of the week you might want to pop over to my place for a late night skinny dip, mid to low 30s, right up to the weekend.
You got a little story there.
Now I do, and this happened all the way over on the other side of the planet in Russia. Mm-hmm. And so because it's so far away, I couldn't stop laughing at this story. I'm terribly sorry if it means that I'm a horrible person. But there was a lady that she was in her 60s.
Yes.
And she went out drinking with some relatives in a village and, well, she passed away. But that was sad. The first time. Because then they took her to the morgue. She wasn't actually dead. And the lady that was putting the toe tag on her, she woke up and then they rushed her to the hospital. She actually died of hypothermia. That's terrible.
Was she just drunk the first time?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, my God. What is going on with the
book? What's wrong with me that I laughed at that story? I
had a friend of mine tell me the other day that he has a 75-year-old friend who used to be a madam, and she was propped up by this gentleman. He died and left her this massive property in Queensland.
Oh.
And this friend of mine befriended her, and she's really interesting and whatever. And he invited her to Christmas at his place with a whole bunch of gays, and his grandmother was there. And this 75-year-old old madam got totally tanked. And when they shot off all the confetti and whatever, she grabbed two of the silver big confetti things, took off her top, put them on her nipples, and got up and danced and did like a strip thing on the table. How good's that?
I love her. Can we get her on our show?
Yes.
I love her.
I know. I thought that was good too.
Well, that's a good news story. Yeah, I'm terribly sorry to the Russian lady. But
yeah, I just had to pick up, lift the lemons.
Yeah, no, isn't that terrible? The things you read in the Daily Mail.
Amazing.
Probably not even true, so don't worry about it.
We mentioned a whole bunch of artists. You have to nominate a song that you know from that artist.
Any of them. Rod Stewart, Michael Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, Kenny Rogers,
Tina Turner.
Sean has just said he nominates Rod Stewart, The Killing of Georgie, Parts 1 and 2.
Oh, good on you. And this one came through from Ian.
Saying Cyndi Lauper, Sally's Pigeons.
What the hell is that? I haven't heard of any of those songs.
Never heard of either of those.
Yep, that's a beautiful song,
now,
Sally's
we should
Pigeons.
This
one came through from our very lovely listener, Peter in Kent in England. Said, hey, Murphy's listening on my commute into London and for a morning swim at the YMCA. Like many of your Joyces, I had a dreadful 2018, including the death of my dad.
Oh, sorry.
Started
to hear that,
2019
Peter.
With my partner in Paris, and so far 2019 is far better.
It's going to get good for you. It's going to be a corker. I can feel it.
Sad to hear that, but happy new year, and I'm glad it's going better so far.
Kenny Rogers, All on Joy.
Oh,
it's your cue to press the button. Okay. That was my, go.
God, no one can get access to my thoughts, because I'm about to unleash on someone and it would totally destroy my nice girl image. So, haven't the wheels fallen off the Meghan Markle juggernaut? I knew it was only a matter of time before people latched on to the fact that Miss Half a Degree of Separation from a two-bob porn star is just a cheap and nasty piece of work, hungry for success and fame, and will do anything to achieve it. Admittedly, I was once called a social climber before meeting William, but look at me. I have well and truly cemented myself as the people's princess and not too far away their Queen of England. Because why? Because I'm frigging nice to people all the goddamn time. That's why. Little miss, I'd like to slap that smile off your face. Markle needs to learn a thing or two about the proper way to reach the top. She went in too hard, too quick. And the press have jumped on her like hyenas on a dead falcon's carcass. Tough titties for her. Oh, but poor Harry. We miss him. We love him. But when you're whipped, you're really whipped. And unfortunately, Megan's riding that horse for everything it's worth. Anyway, got to go. I have my 37th birthday to organise. And what a shame someone's getting left off the guest list. Bye for now.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
Don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, as we head out to the roads again, the Calder Freeway is pretty groovy at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound is pretty neat at 12 minutes. Monash outbound is a bit of a bummer at 47 minutes. And the Princess outbound is rather crummy at 17 minutes. And that's your 1970s terminology.
Why is that, Anna Murphy?
Steve Murphy just told me before I wasn't hip and cool enough or groovy enough.
Yeah, groovy was the word. Enough. We were like, what?
To know a song that was out. Groovy.
Everything old is new again, doll. Be more important things. So we have a winner, Timbo.
Oh, okay, that was the wrong one.
Hang on. Try again.
All right. Yeah, the winner of the Legends in Concert going off to see this amazing thing thanks to Crown is... Oh, we've had the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Adam. Adam. Oh. Just Adam.
Adam.
Who had Donna Summer. Yay! MacArthur Park.
And Dollface, before you finish, where can people buy tickets to this fabulous show?
You can book now Ticketmaster. Oh, I feel like I was at 4 o'clock in the morning at a rave.
Oh my God, it's been a while since I've listened to anything that quick.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Love this.
It's that time.
Get ready, people.
In the left corner. Dollface Murphy and then Luke. No, it's the right corner. Oh, well, right.
Whatever corner you're in.
Champion. Oh, no, we're starting again. It's 3-19.
We're starting afresh.
It's a fresh round.
0-0.
And it's going to be interesting because Tim doesn't
last
even have a game
standing.
Ready for us.
No, I just made it up just then.
Okay.
So good luck to the two of you.
So
who's
going to
go first?
Oh, Damo pick. Which one goes first? Who goes first?
Producer.
Quick game's a good game. And a start.
Oh, me. Yeah. Okay, good.
Alrighty, I now know who your favourite is.
Nah, we're going to kick
we
it off.
We all knew that anyway.
Are you ready for today's topic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for tennis players at the Australian Open.
Sharapova.
Kyrgios.
Djokovic.
Rafael.
Federer.
Martina Navratilova. She's not in it, but she'd be there. She'd be there.
No.
She's not right. Here. I don't even know if Federer's here, though. Oh, he's one. Yay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Your tennis knowledge is out of this world and groovy.
And can I please say thank you for making it not both names, because I couldn't remember what Sharapova's first name is. I was just like, Federer.
Serena and all that. Who?
Yeah, she is.
All right. So there's a few.
I wonder if she'll have a tanty.
Ooh, wouldn't that be great?
Now, listen, I've got a bone to pick with everyone. One of my favourite shows of the last however many years it's been on has been I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I've never made a secret of that.
It's true.
I've really enjoyed it. And I was really looking forward to this year being able to watch it without an annoying person that I used to live with telling me that it's such garbage. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this show. I watched it last night and the only person on there that I would consider to be a celebrity, in my personal opinion, Dermot Brereton.
Wow.
That's about it.
Can
the
you
others,
read me? I don't know who that is.
Okay,
is it? I don't.
So let me... AJ Rochester.
Didn't okay, she the, so isn't her, she that yes, chick that's a psycho? She's a bit of a psycho.
Yeah,
oh, is she?
Yeah. Bab, yeah.
Oh, that'll be entertaining to watch.
Well, maybe, but what? She's a celebrity. What? She did
what
two
for?
Seasons of Biggest Loser.
Debatable.
Mm. And then we've got Angie Kent. Don't get me started. The girls that are on the Gogglebox.
Oh, I love them.
Hang on. So they've taken people on an average reality TV show.
That watch other people
and
on
said,
television.
You're a celebrity.
Hang on. Yeah. Hold up. I tell you, they'll be one to watch. They're great.
No, I know. They're very funny. Yeah. But it's still.
Angie
they're not,
Evie,
they're
awesome.
Not, but they're not celebrities.
They're not celebrities. Yeah, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, they've been on TV. Dermot. Much more recently than AJ Rochester.
Yeah, well, that's okay. True. Dermot Brereton, I
and
think, yes. Now, Jackie Lambie. Oh, God. Really?
I'm disappointed in Australia, and I'm disappointed in, is it Channel 10?
Do you know what? And also,
wow.
We've
is
got,
this the extent of what
listen,
we've got? Is this our celebrities?
I'm trying to go through the list. Justin Lacko.
Who the hell is Justin Lacko?
Now, he was on Love Island, and he's a model. He's very handsome.
Yeah, he is. He's a bit
delicious. He's very delicious, but he's... like, really. Justine Schofield, ex-MasterChef. Dean's walked out. He's done a walkout. I'm just going to finish it for the people at home. Justine Schofield has her own cooking show. He's left the building, everyone.
She has her own cooking show?
Yeah, no, I'm quite fond of it. It's on Channel 10, clearly. Oh, right. In the afternoons, everyday gourmet with Justine Schofield. She's quite cute. Now, late Luke Jacobs was on Home and Away, Dancing with the Stars, X Factor host, whatever.
X Factor host.
Natasha Exelby, she was on Sky News and ABC, she got sacked because she wasn't paying attention and it came back on and she was looking at her phone.
Oh.
So, you know, it's an occupational hazard. And Richard Reid, celebrity gossip columnist. And he's on Sam Dastyari, politician. Tahir Bildic. Now, we talked to Tahir, comedian. He seemed fun.
Great.
And Evie Jones, as you said before, from Gogglebox.
Evie, yeah.
I'm throwing it out there. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to watch this season.
Now, you're a purist of the show.
I am.
You know that there's going to be somebody hiding up Julia Morris's sleeve that's still going to come
there'll be
out
other
that's
people,
gonna
won't there?
Knock yes.
And so then I'm going to have to keep
you'll be all
and
in.
The thing is, I really only watch it for Julia and Chris Brown.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's right. That's what you want to watch it for anyway. Yeah. So you watch the first, like, the first bit and then
and I always think to myself, oh, could I do that? Like last night, that first challenge was they just put Justine and Justin in these things, just dropped snakes all over them for ages.
Yuck.
And I was like, oh, don't know whether I could do that.
Yuck.
And like tonight, apparently they're doing something off a helicopter. Oh, not sure. If that involves bungee jumping out of a helicopter, ba-bam, I'd be out. Mm. So I'm not really sure it's a show that I could do. So maybe I will persevere with watching
it.
Issue with this is what I'm getting to very long-windedly is if this is what Australia considers celebrities, we're not very good, are we?
You
anyway, yeah, we are. So we're going to go to
Did you see who won the UK one?
Who? So we don't know. Not a celebrity?
Yeah, no, she is. Oh. She's the governess on The Chase.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, Anne.
I've been to the toilet and back.
I think it's topical.
Yeah.
Everybody was upset about it on Facebook today.
Are they?
Yeah.
I hate them all.
You don't have the book anymore. You don't know. It's fine. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is the breakdown of so far. There is nobody noteworthy on that show, but we'll probably watch it anyway.
Tune in next week and I'll have a full review.
I will have a full review.
So glad I missed all that. Here's a story for you.
Yes.
I often like, because we've had a friend of ours go in the Guinness Book of Record or attempt to go in the Guinness Book of Record.
She's
for
getting
longest.
Her own category, actually.
For the longest for legs.
So the longest legs thing. So there is a Russian model that beat her, but they're starting her own category, my friend Kaz, because proportionately her body to leg ratio is like there's no one else that's got that. Like she's got
Amazing.
A really short body and really long legs, so she's getting her own category.
But I love Guinness Book of Record. I love these. So some of them are so kooky and weird and wonderful. This one included a Guinness Book of Record for the longest line of sanitary pads has been set in India in a move aimed to help promote menstrual hygiene.
Well, fair enough. It's a good idea.
Which is great. Mm. They need the clap for that.
Yeah, they do need the clap
they
for that.
They do need the clap for that. Good on you, India.
Good on you, India.
Good on you, India. 500 people at the Congress of Gynecology took 7.5 hours to lay out 10,105 sanitary pads in a line, which went for 1,708 metres long.
Can I just point out something obvious here? We've given them the clap and everything. That's great. But in a country where that is an issue, does that seem a bit wasteful?
You're in India.
Yeah. They've got a rubbish problem too. if you've got a problem with it, didn't you waste it?
Isn't there a story about you getting interviewed on show in India and you told them you could do with a bit more cleaning up?
No, because it was Clean Up India like week or whatever.
Right.
So they handed us brooms and stuff and the Prime Minister was coming and they were cleaning up this part of India and I don't know, I ended up with my stupid mug on the television thing and they go, tell us what you think. And I go, very nice, need more cleaning. So 70
million. She was Asian.
I was thinking, this is it. This is it. I'm going to be on Bollywood. I've been discovered.
Oh,
but no.
God almighty.
And then the next day, I ended up in a different town and they did it again. Like, they got me again. Anyway, whatever. And it really annoyed the people on the trip that hated me. There was this couple from New Zealand that didn't like me. Well, actually, he liked me a bit too much, which is why she didn't like me at all.
So much information. Oh, coming out.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
You could have rabbited on them for another hour and a half.
Because I was just back there then.
That's it. Are we out of here? Is that it from us?
I think it is.
Good show, first one back.
Is it? I don't know.
Nemo, our producer. Oh, thumbs up.
Are you with thumbs up?
Audience?
Crickets.
All right. See you next week.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.